Let's try the Health Minister again, the DUP, Simon Hamilton. Morning again, Simon.
Good morning, Stephen. Apologies for that.
Right, better line. Sinn Féin's John O'Dowd was on the radio with me this morning. They're not even taking this £600 million figure that the Finance Minister suggested in her paper as a legitimate figure. They're questioning that figure.
I think that's just another example of where Sinn Féin are living in cloud cuckoo land.
Where have you got it from?
This money, over half £1 billion, nearly £600 million, comes from a range of pressures that are now building up because of Sinn Féin and the SDLP's inability to move forward on welfare reform. You'll recall from the Stormont House agreement that was reached before Christmas that whilst there was agreement, and we thought there was agreement, on moving forward on welfare reform, and that there was also a financial package and financial flexibilities that flowed from that agreement, including £200 million for a voluntary exit scheme. That voluntary exit scheme then is to realise around £100 million worth of pay bill savings in this current financial year. If those pay bill savings aren't realised, then that puts additional pressures on the budgets of departments like my own department, the Department of Health. There are other flexibilities that allow us to pay off the £100 million loan that we entered into last year, and there are other flexibilities.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. So, for example, that £200 million that you just mentioned for the voluntary exit scheme, if you scrap the voluntary exit scheme, then at least short term, you've saved £200 million.
Well, you don't save £200 million, Stephen, because departments have written their budgets and their spending plans for the current financial year on the basis of making savings from that voluntary exit scheme. Now, it isn't a full year's worth of savings because obviously we're already in that financial year, but departments are hoping to make, in some cases, as much as 6 months' savings in terms of their pay bill because people will be leaving the civil service or the public sector early in the financial year. And a lot of departments, including my own, which is obviously a critical department in terms of public service delivery, is relying on making those savings to try to live within our means.
Okay, so I hear that. So therefore, the question follows from me that if that voluntary exit scheme doesn't happen, and if you've got significantly less money in your budget as the Health Minister, Simon, might you have to implement compulsory redundancies in the health service?
Well, I don't think we would be able to do compulsory redundancies, because not least because compulsory redundancies cost money, and we wouldn't have money from within our own budget to be able to pay for compulsory redundancies.
But you also wouldn't have enough money to pay the wages, so what would you do?
We wouldn't. There's an issue in terms of departments running out of money very, very quickly in the early part of the summer. Some will actually probably run out of cash before that and start to fall over and not able to do their job. I don't think it's an issue of compulsory redundancy, because there is a huge cost in, as we know from the voluntary exit scheme, of £200 million.
So you would always have enough money to pay the staff?
But there is an issue, obviously, as Arlene has been pointing out over the last number of days, the issue in terms of why she has had to proceed with the budget timetable, which we have to adhere to, a legislative budget timetable which is there, is because departments are fast running out of money. They do not have the legal authority to spend money beyond roughly the sort of June, end of June, start of July time. Departments will start to run out of money. So there is a very, very serious issue. Once you get to that stage, departments aren't able to spend the money that they, whether it's paying wages or it's paying for services. And in order to live within our means, she has obviously outlined a fairly catastrophic set of affairs. We would have to strip £600 billion out of all of the departments, including nearly £300 million out of my own department. And whilst if we were to try to live within those means, and we're not prepared to live within that, because I think that would be a disastrous budget for Northern Ireland. If we were to try to live within those, then that wouldn't be compulsory redundancies. It would actually just be the simple butchering of services. And people wouldn't be seeing there's huge demand on services in my department and other departments as well, and they just simply wouldn't be seeing those services delivered anymore.
So the £300 million of cuts that's now projected for your department, would you resign as Health Minister if that was forced upon you?
We have said, I don't think it will be a matter of force, because my party and the First Minister, the Finance Minister, and I'm happy to reiterate it myself, have said that we will not agree to that budget, because I could not contemplate the idea of taking nearly £300 million out of a health system which is actually in need of, arguably in need in the short term, of additional finances in order to continue to develop services and to meet some of the rising demand that is there. So it's not a question of me stepping down as minister. It's the fact that we would not implement that budget. But that is that.
But you don't know that Theresa Fillers would take back the powers to implement it for you. So what happens?
Well, we will have discussions, further discussions with the Secretary of State. The government.
You've already had discussions with her. You've already had discussions with her as a party. Is she indicating any desire to take back those powers? Any willingness to do so?
Well, look, we've had private and confidential discussions with the Secretary of State. There will be further discussions over coming days, and obviously things have somewhat changed in the last 24 hours with Sinn Féin and the SDLP and the Green Party ensuring that the welfare reform bill doesn't go through, and that has created the situation that we're now in. That bill is gone. That bill cannot come back in good time, even if there was a vote around it. So it is, and the ball is very much now in the court of the government, and we will be having further discussions, I hope today and certainly later in this week, to try to sketch out to the government, to the Secretary of State, our ideas around how we think we might be able to get through this problem, but also to listen very intently.
And what are your ideas? Are you suggesting she takes the back welfare reform powers now?
Well, we have made this clear in the past that there is in a situation where the welfare reform bill has collapsed, which it has, and it's not moving forward. I think that that's one of the only options that is left in play. I can't think of any other options which are there. And the problem, of course,
well, Sinn Féin has said that option's unacceptable.
It's certainly not an ideal option.
Okay. All right, we're just losing Simon Hamilton there, but we'll say thank you to the Health Minister this morning, who has said that he's just said within the last few seconds, there's no other option he can think of now but for the Secretary of State to take back welfare reform powers and implement them. So that in itself, interesting, the DUP, no other option that they can think of other than the Secretary of State to now take back these welfare reform powers and to implement them. Now, the next standoff you have is that Sinn Féin have said that's unacceptable, the DUP saying there's no other option.